Artificial intelligence and value. I have kept my second AI renewing the monthly membership because it started learning from me. I ran more tests on my third one. I was working with multiple AIs again, something that sounds so simple today and was so impossible just months ago. I continue coming across situations where the AIs get stuck and drop into a learning mode. They read code, make a guess, and then check the errors, and make a note when they do advance forward. The smart one was helping me with video generation. The learning one was building a mind mapping application, and my local one, whose intelligence I was not able to assess yet, was using the mind mapping application to map out the next project. They were each extremely successful, effortlessly producing value. The smart one modified AI videos to use video files, not just the camera. The learning one created native drop-down menus in desktop version and a handsome floating menu based on the same data structure in web-based mind maps. And my local one was going over a new application framework which changes the way we all program. The application framework creates a splittable tree for laying out web panes. By default, it makes all application features plugin and command-based. The three AIs took care of a year of programming in just a couple of days. I constantly ask them to emphasize code quality rather than features. I try to box them in, even though they seem to be doing rather well. Plugins is what this application framework is all about. An application based on plugins can have its parts easily removed. Unlike my other trials, this one comes with an easy-to-use graphical user interface. So it's a blank web and desktop application that is waiting for your plugins to make it do something. Extremely convenient, and again, AI will be writing the plugins. Very nice. The value of a project is not determined by good architecture, but function. What does your program do that is so extremely valuable that someone will pay for it? Good examples of programs that create value are video editors. Simple to use. Get it done. Move on. And if you want to try building one, think of the videos as still frames. You're just editing images in a series. Digital audio workstations that have a piano roll and beat sequencer that accept sounds that then they can play like that automated player piano are especially nice this day and age because you can have AI generating the sound and the algorithm to create the songs. And before you think to yourself that these songs would be boring, they wouldn't be. They are amazing for working out. A fresh new song every day makes the workout. But my personal favorite are mind mapping programs, which are now completely transformed by artificial intelligence. These are basically concept mapping programs, knowledge diagrams. You add some text, and you get to collapse branches that you're not currently interested in. So they help you grasp and navigate complex concepts. Integrating concept mapping with artificial intelligence means that you aren't just building the concepts out node by node. You can now have artificial intelligence explore and expand, or build out entire new branches, or as I added today, deep research entire graphs, almost from scratch, all based on documents that you attach along with your request. Very powerful. With video editors, you send frames around. With audio, you generate sounds. that you then compose together, perhaps with an algorithm. But with concept maps, you are creating that rare and precious value where if someone could just spend a couple of hours exploring them, well, they would become wiser for it and be able to build their own world in a better way. And please know that mind mapping with artificial intelligence is an interactive learning process. You choose which of the nodes you are interested in, which nodes to expand. This type of teaching and learning and expanding value is, roughly speaking, where poverty goes to die. Artificial intelligence is no longer stoppable by new things that confuse it. The thinking machines of today practice problem solving, guessing, and learning when they make advancements. Whatever AI was a couple of weeks ago has yet again completely changed. Today they are thinking, learning, and problem-solving machines, almost capable of defeating world's poverty.